money, the people who had public jobs, the Gaboyim, etc., they were doomed. They could not be redeemed. And they would therefore all be sent to Siberia. And you had to bring affidavits proving who you were. Now, here we have the beginnings of other things that you have to remember. Here you have the beginnings, for instance, that it was not hard, and it still is not hard, to get a smicha for Rabbonus among Jews, to be ordained as a rabbi. Now, why should that be? There's no more noble office in the world, and there's no more difficult course of study. And yet we see many, many guys, then they can take out the piece of paper. Because that was the ticket for not going to Siberia. So if somebody came, if you're a rabbi at a town, and somebody comes to you and he says, "Rabbi, save my life. You know, I have to show up, and I'm not an artisan, and I'm not this, and I don't fit any of the categories." So he gave him a piece of paper. He wrote out the stationery, and he wrote him out a piece of paper that he's a rabbi. There's the famous story about Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, who was the Rav, the Kovner Rav, that once when he was a young man, somebody came to him, when he was a Rav in the Varadot, somebody came to him and asked for a smicha. And he thought the man was particularly unworthy. So he refused to give it to him. And the man committed suicide. And from that day on, anyone who asks for smicha for Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan got it. So that in Europe it was well known that if you had smicha from Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, the greatest of all the rabbis, it was worthless. And the same thing was true in granting Kabbalah to Shochtim. So you have to understand where it comes from. Because to save somebody, that's... And the same thing happened here in the United States. I need not tell you, to avoid problems or to get immigration. There's one famous congregation on the Lower East Side that at one time had 180 rabbis serving it at one time. Woe to them. But everybody needed papers to come over. So this guy was the assistant rabbi. This guy, one rabbi, it's hilarious, but one rabbi was in charge of the Yikum Purkans, and one rabbi was in charge of Musaf, and one rabbi, they divided all the classes, because they're the only way you save the person's life. The affidavit was the difference whether you lived or died. And therefore, they were not going to stand on the strict idea of whether or not he could pass the test, he knew year or day he was a rabbi. He wasn't. They gave him the paper. Because that's the way Jews have not only a practicality, we're human beings. I mean, we're talking about human beings here. And if you understand that, so then you can understand a lot of things that exist. And a lot of things that happen. Because, it's not like Harvard. We just don't operate to that system. But you have to see it on the backdrop of what the Tsar wanted and what the Gzeiras were. We'll continue to finish all these Gzeiras next time, then we'll be able to talk about the Jewish movements that existed then in Eastern Europe in order to counteract the Gzeiras and try and help the Jewish problem.